practice makes awful, perfectly awful. By the time many women are entering their 40th year, they are teetering on the edge of mental instability. They've spent several years of their life irritated at their husbands, daily feeling hurt and responding with coldness and bitterness. Instead of practicing being thankful and merry, they are practicing bitterness. As practice enables the pianist to find the right keys without effort or thought, so a woman who practices discontentment will, without thought, hit the notes of bitterness when her chain is pulled. Practicing, always practicing, perfecting her bitterness and discontentment. She has practiced her bitterness until it comes naturally, and she does not even recognize it. She will usually define herself as one who stands against pride and evil. She will do what is right, even when no one else will. In the course of time, as her edginess and moodiness grow, she realizes that she can no longer control her nervousness. One day, her nerves snap, and she loses control, screaming like a crazy woman and calling loved ones terrible names. She will say it was just a bad hormone day, but the family will wonder. The family learns to tolerate her occasional blow-ups, and she keeps practicing. After a trip to the doctor, she's calmer, more her old self. The doctor changed her medication. Mom sleeps more now. Shh, don't wake up Mother. She's having a bad day. The disturbed woman expects her family to appease her and is offended when they act like life is just fine. God is visiting her soul with a terrible rot called madness. First, she's only mad at her husband. Years pass and she's mad at the family. As time goes on, she is mad at the church. Then she's mad at the mailman and mad at the waitress. Practicing, always practicing, perfecting her madness. Mad, all the time, mad. Madness. And the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Deuteronomy 28:28. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. Ecclesiastes 10:13. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. Deuteronomy 28:47-48.